The composer, conductor, and pianist Darren Atwater founded the Soulful Symphony 14 years ago. The 85 instrumentalists and singers are mostly African-American and Latino artists, and their repertoire spans the gamut from classical to pop music. Here's a clip from a concert they gave at the Hippodrome Theater last December. Varied repertoire of the Soulful Symphony is about to get a big boost on Saturday night when Darren Atwater will conduct the world premiere of his latest large-scale composition. It's a concerto that features the members of the Soulful Symphony called So Many Stars. The program will also include an appearance by American Idol winner Ruben Studdard and students from Lansdowne High School who have been working with Darren and members of the Soulful Symphony throughout the year. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast, and Darren Atwater joins me in the studio. It's great to see you, man.
It's good to be back with you, man. It's always a pleasure. I'm doing great.
Pleasure for me as well.
Yes, indeed.
So tell us about this new piece, Big Concerto, that features the orchestra.
Yeah. For the last couple of years, we've been kind of like a big house band for our vocalists and singers coming in. So I thought it would be great to showcase the orchestra in a way that we haven't been able to do so in a couple of years. So we have so many talented and virtuosic musicians that play in the orchestra. I thought I'd write a piece that kind of featured and showcase them in a way that we haven't had a chance to do.
The great Hungarian composer Béla Bartók wrote his concerto for orchestra.
Right.
Is that an inspiration?
Yeah, I mean,
just
in terms of a framework, you know, I always try to juxtapose, kind of incubate what I do in terms of classical frameworks, just so we have that something to hang on. So we used it as a framework, but, you know, kind of using my own vernacular for the guts of it.
Here's a little touch of the Bartók Concerto for Orchestra. So have you approached this kind of the way that Mr. Bartók did, in that you're trying to exploit and put a spotlight on the particular abilities of certain players in the band?
Certain players featuring certain families of instruments. Actually, I have a piece that's called El Arte del Renoir, and it's called The Art of the Groove. So I'm using the strings in a certain way, percussion. So yeah, I'm trying to highlight certain aspects of it.
Yeah, of course, you know these folks pretty well. You've been working with them
for 14 years. And all of them, you know, very well accomplished, you know, conservatory trained. So they're biting at the bits to try to see what we're going to make of it.
This will be for chorus and orchestra.
Yeah, I have a movement called Black Body Swinging in the Southern Breeze, where I took a phrase from The Strange Fruit from Billie Holiday, and I kind of showcased the orchestra. They sing kind of a stanza of that, and they're showcased in that movement.
That's great. Of course, you know, you've been working with the Soulful Symphony, which you founded for 14 years. Have you found that the opportunities for African-American classically trained musicians and Latino classically trained musicians have changed, have evolved, have gotten better in the decade and a half you've been at this?
It really has not. I'm in close contact with Aaron Dworkin, who runs a Sphinx organization.
It's an organization in Detroit. Again, it features African Americans,
and their mission totally is the diversification of, you know, classical music and the symphony orchestras. And they just had a big consortium up there, and the numbers the needle hasn't moved in the last 14 to 15 years. So they're trying to find ways to, continue to break that.
In terms of having players of color
get jobs
in the major symphonies.
Yeah. My mission has been a little bit different in that I'm really focused on repertoire and American repertoire. I'm a repository for my work and showcasing American music in a way that, again, symphony orchestras generally, you know, most of it is the Western European canon.
Sure.
So we have different missions, but the same in the sense that our musicians are always looking for opportunities to play the classics and the sub fine seats in major symphony. So
yeah, well, we had a great time with the Baltimore Choral Arts Society working with Soulful
Symphony
a couple
of
years ago on a new piece by Issei Barnwell.
Absolutely.
But again, another African American composer, and a sort of Afrocentric piece.
You know,
it was a beautiful piece called Fortune's Bones. But again, that repertoire, you know, if you guys don't play it, no one will. So on the one hand, I mean, it's good that you're playing. On the other hand, if it happens to the exclusion of opportunities to play the broader repertoire, that's just
Yeah, it's a no-win for it. Yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, in terms of your own opportunities, I mean, your career has also really diversified and has, you know, really taken off. I mean, you're a composer, you're a great piano player, you're conducting, you're doing all sorts of stuff. Are there tensions, you know, in terms of your time and what do I devote myself
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I was reading a lot about Bernstein and his tension between him and composing and conducting. And I find myself I had gotten away from composing large works. The last big work I did was Paint Factory, which I didn't really realize it was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So just getting my feet wet again with this piece, it just made me kind of want to focus more on the composition side. I mean, I compose and conduct my works, and I conduct the Soulful Symphony. But in terms of a conductor, I really find my lane in composition. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to, narrow it down to, be able to focus more on composing.
Yeah, well, we talked about Paint Factory Dante Winslow, great trumpet player from here, graduate of the School for the Arts.
Yeah, you sat in one of the rehearsals for that.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, and, and Dante's,
he's all over the world.
He's touring with Justin Timberlake and all these guys. In terms of film music, I know you've been involved in scoring movies and I'm going to be doing more of that.
Yes. It's funny. My dad, when I was growing up, he was a big movie buff, and beyond everything I did, he wanted me to score for movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been something I've been particularly about, and I thought my musicality would lend itself to film scoring, and having some opportunities to look at some scripts and some opportunities for scoring film, and I'm looking forward to it.
When you score a film, how is that compositional process different than the process, for example, for this concerto that you've written for the Soulful Symphony, which is not based on any visual image?
Yeah. The great thing about film scoring is that it's cues, so you have no transitions. The hard thing about composition is, even when I was at Peabody, my Morris Cotel, he said the hardest thing that you'll find is liquidating of themes and transitional material. So in film score, you got a minute here, and it doesn't have to transition to the next theme. So it's a little, different spotting, and you're building someone else's house. Whereas when I'm composing, I get to kind of just dream, and it's a blank canvas for me.
Do you do it sort of trial and error? I mean, you get a script or you get a rough cut from the director, and you look at this scene, which maybe, as you say, 45 seconds or a minute and 30 or something, and then do you try 12 different things?
Absolutely.
You just sit there staring at the film, with your hands on the keys.
Does this emotion work? No, it doesn't work. Then you have to show it back. The director really wants to kind of know how the emotion of the piece marries itself to the screenwriting. So that process is a lot different than it's composing for the symphony. Yeah.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. Darren Atwater will conduct his new work, So Many Stars, a concerto for the Soulful Symphony, on Saturday night at the Hippodrome Theater here in Baltimore. I'm Tom Hall. The program is also going to include a tribute to this great singer, Luther Vandross.
And a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold.
There's a brother who knows how to sell a tune, isn't it?
A velvet voice.
Yeah. So you have, in the past with Soulful Symphony, concentrated on the work of certain very popular artists. I know last year or a couple years ago you did a tribute to Whitney Houston.
Yeah, we did Michael Jackson, Whitney. Yeah.
What about Luther Vandross resonates with you?
Well, a lot of people don't know that Luther kind of took the baton from Nat King Cole in that the soulful ballad. He's a balladeer, and it's just the romance of love songs is something that Luther really hung his hat on. Other than being the soundtrack of the 80s, I wanted to kind of showcase Luther and his music in an orchestral setting. And we have the perfect partner for it in Ruben Studdard. Luther is Luther. I mean, it's just one of those names. You just say Luther and everybody kind of knows.
Right. Everyone gets automatically dressed up and in a romantic mood.
Absolutely.
it's a good thing to be associated with that.
People
hear the name Tom Hall. That does not happen, let me promise you. And you mentioned Ruben Studdard, who won American Idol in its second season.
Yeah.
And now it's in its 13th or 14th. Yeah, I mean, the career of American Idol and the Soulful Symphony are virtually parallel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's Ruben Studdard from his latest album. So it would seem to me it's a really good fit.
It's a great Ruben, fit.
You know, because, yeah. I mean, that's a very, you know, complicated orchestration, a yep. very full, lush,
yeah.
sound,
yeah.
you know, great
yeah.
groove, great
Great
vibe.
Groove, great orchestration. Yeah.
So that's a good fit. You got, have you worked with Ruben before?
I have not. I got approached to work with Ruben for a show that he's putting together for a Luther tribute, and they called me to conduct and do some orchestrations. And I said, well, let's do a test run for our show.
Mm-hmm.
But we have similar backgrounds. He went to a HBCU.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
he,
black
yeah,
college,
yeah, yeah, yep. Uh-huh. He has the whole.
And you're
know,
a Morgan graduate.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So the whole canon of William Dawson singing spirituals, that whole, I didn't know that he had that background, that Crow background. So we're looking forward to working together.
Yeah,
he's excited. Yeah, yeah. He does one Luther tune on every show that he does, and he
uh-huh.
says it's like magic happens when he does it.
Yeah, and it seems like he's got just the right kind
chops.
Of throat for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
great. And very quickly, you all have been working with the kids at Lansdowne High School.
Yeah, we adopted
all year,
them.
And the chorus from Lansdowne is going to sing on
yeah,
the show as
they're
well.
They're going to sing, open up the second act with a song. They've been working with one of our vocalists, so it should be a great evening.
That's yeah. great. We'll have a great time.
Thank
break
you, Tom.
Legs. Good to see you, as
thanks
always.
For having me.
All right, Darren Atwater, the new piece is called So Many Stars. A concerto for the Soulful Symphony. It's the centerpiece of the Soulful Symphony concert on Saturday night at the Franz Marek Performing Arts Center of the Hippodrome Theater. The program will also include a tribute to Luther Vandross, sung by Ruben Studdard, the season 2 winner of American Idol. Singers from Lansdowne High School Chorus will perform as well. They've been working throughout the year, as Darren said, with Darren and members of the Soulful Symphony in the Hippodrome Foundation's Hip Artist in Resonance program. And we've got a link to information about how to get tickets. And proceeds from the concert will benefit the Hippodrome Foundation's educational and outreach programs. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning for all the details. That's it for us today. On Friday, our monthly Movie Mayhem focuses on the upcoming Maryland Film Festival with festival director Jed Dietz and Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. I hope you can join us Friday morning here on Maryland Morning. Until then, I'm Tom Hall. For Sheila, Nathan, and the entire Maryland Morning team, thanks for hanging with us. Have a great day.